Now, child and adolescent psychotherapist Dr. Coleman Nocter is in the building but not in studio. Hello, Coleman.
How are you, Ray? How's things?
Good. You're coming in loudly and clearly. We're allowed to have one person in studio a day. So if we have a second person in there, they have to go to a cubicle somewhere. So that's where you are, in a cubicle somewhere.
It's very comfortable, Ray.
Is it? Great. Okay. And you have everything you need, do you? Yes.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Okay, right. Now, firstly, to an article I read that you wrote for The Examiner. Was it last week or a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago? And the heading was, "Our obsession with standing out means we undervalue the safe middle."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to talk to you about this because it's fascinating stuff. So in striving to be brilliant, exceptional, excellent, what we lose sight of what really matters, is that it or what is it?
I was just kind of noticing. I mean, it's something I use in my own life personally. I don't think it's necessarily a parenting issue, but it's anybody who comes to me in trouble is either doing too much of something or too little of something.
Right.
And if you rate them out of 10, whether it's anxiety, school, sport, either 1, 2, 3 or 8, 9, 10 tends to be where we run into problems. And so
Give us an example of that, just to...
Well, say, for example, the youngster who's applying themselves to study and is absolutely kind of, you know, afraid to go to the toilet in case they lose 3 minutes of study time. Like, their anxiety and tension is 8, 9, 10. And then you've got, this kid who's kind of the 3rd of June saying, "English paper 1 is in 2 days, I must throw out that book and have a look." And they're kind of 1, 2, 3,
uh-huh,
you know.
Right.
And you know, in terms of exercise, alcohol intake, technology use, busyness, work schedule, I oftentimes would say, where am I at? Like, we've gotten used to kind of taking temperature checks for the last 12 months. If you take a mental health check and say, where am I at out of 10 with this stuff? If you're in 4 to 7, you're usually okay. And if you're in 8, 9, 10 or 1, 2, 3, try and find your way back to 4 to 7.
Ah.
But there's also this kind of allergy to normal. You know, it's almost...
Well, the middle ground.
Yeah,
you know.
But I mean, average and normal have become dirty words. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's normal? But without... There has to be a lot of average people, otherwise average wouldn't exist. And everyone can't be special, or else special would mean nothing. Do you know what I mean? So the bulk of us are in that middle of the bell curve. You know, we're somewhere in there. But if we all want to be on the outside and we don't kind of celebrate the middle, then we're going to feel very disenfranchised and unhappy. And I just think, you know, in a world where we're so scrutinized in terms of where did you come, what did you have, you know, that 4 to 7 person is actually the safest place to be.
Okay, but surely we should attempt to excel at what we do.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, one of the things I did get criticised once. I was giving this talk and a parent said to me, "So basically you want us to raise mediocre children?" And I said, well, that's not really what I'm trying to say. Is if you want your child to do well, that's absolutely fine. But if you need them to do well, that's the difference. And it's about, you know, what about, like, how much do you want to be 8, 9, 10? How much do you need to be up the top? Like, again, nobody doesn't want their child to excel at something, but if we're putting pressure on ourselves to excel at everything, then we're going to get absolutely overwhelmed. There has to be things that we're average at.
Like, the boring truth of it is that the solution to a lot of things is the middle of the road. You know, isn't it?
Yeah, it's moderation,
yes,
and equilibrium and balance.
Yeah,
but they don't seem to
They're not sexy notions.
No,
are they?
No. And again, I think in some ways, maybe the social media and things have influenced that as well. Like, there's no real interest in the middle. You know, you have to be extreme, or you have, you know, in order to go viral, it has to stand out.
An epic fail or something.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, the middle is actually, I do think we should have a race to the middle in some respects, because I do think there's a certain amount of solace or safety in that. But
I like the idea. I've been thinking about it a lot since I read it. Did you see that Black Mirrors thing where everybody was rated? That was a scary
nosedive. It's a phenomenal,
isn't it?
You know, and again, it's, you know, how much of ourselves is performed to be. To please the other as opposed to pleasing ourselves.
Yes,
and
yeah.
You know, if we lose the run of ourselves with that and we're rating everybody, you know, we will create a kind of a fakeness and it's like, I would call it the kind of Tinderization of society. Do you know what I mean? In terms of, if you take the idea of a profile, it has to be catchy, it has to be impressive, it has to be well edited, it has to be, and that's the thing that decides whether you get swiped left or right. So obviously we're all kind of putting loads of effort into the performance and the outward facing self, but actually the value on ourselves as authentic people, we're probably under investing in that hugely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's odd. Yesterday, I had an interaction with the you know, a phone call with the bank, and then immediately afterwards, they sent me a survey, and like I was a bit annoyed at the time, and then I had to stop myself actually sending the survey back because I didn't think it was fair on the person, because I immediately got it, so I was wired, you know, and not very happy with the interaction. And they immediately asked me to rate them out of 4 and out of 5 and blah, 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 blah. And then I was halfway through it and I said, no, stop, stop, stop. So I stopped myself. But that's the world we live in.
But everything is rateable. How did I do?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's up to you to decide how well I did, as opposed to me being able to decide for myself. But I'd guarantee if that person got something between 4 to 7 on your rating, they would have been unhappy with that. Do you know what I mean? But that's fine. Yeah. 4 to 7 is fine. Yeah.
But even saying 4 to 7, it doesn't sound good. I have to say, Coleman, does it? You know, 4 to 7, it doesn't sound good, you know.
But again, it's optics, isn't it?
Yeah, it's worth thinking about. It. Definitely worth thinking about it. That's why I asked you to talk about it today. So have a think about that. And it's there, if you go online on the Irish Examiner, our obsession with standing out means we undervalue the safe middle. And Coleman wrote that for them a couple of weeks ago. Okay, while you're here, we've 5 minutes. So we've a couple of... Where did I put them there now? We've a couple of... here they are, yeah. Right, dear Coleman, I have a 6-year-old son, and since he's returned to school, he hasn't settled down, causing problems in the playground, being rough and hitting our other children. Seemingly, he thinks the other children don't want to play with him. I've tried to explain to him that he must behave himself and be kind to the other children, but I don't seem to be getting through to him. I've spoken to the teacher, but this hasn't helped either. Any advice you can give would be really appreciated.
Yeah, these are really tricky questions at the moment because it's not a standard year. Do you know what I mean? In terms of, and I think we are expecting children to transition and adjust back far quicker than they are naturally built to do. Like, this child has been on their own since Christmas, and they're just back into a frenzy of socialisation and having to kind of manage other people and expectations. And I'm a teacher friends who are telling me, like, so many kids are kind of behaving oddly in the sense of differently to before they left, you know. And again, is that a realistic or reliable benchmark of where they're at? I would have to say I'd be holding off until to see where we're around October time. And because I do think the pH test is unreliable at the moment. Give them time. I mean, oftentimes we want children to stick to our timeline. You should be ready by now. And I've done a heap of talks with young people recently, and they're all saying, just let me do it at my own pace. I'll get there. But just don't demand me to do it at yours. And sometimes, again, I'd say this little fella is just struggling. He's overwhelmed with the new environment and trying to readjust to the new normal again.
It's tricky, isn't it, for parents? Because there could be problems and they could be masked by the pandemic, or it could be just something that is caused by the pandemic that'll wash out, you know.
It's difficult for parents. You should try and be a psychotherapist at the moment.
Sorry. You're busy, are you? Yeah.
But you're kind of going, is this pandemic related?
Yes.
Is this something that's situational? Will this pass? Or am I missing something, you know, much more sinister that would have happened anyway? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's to try and separate the wood from the trees at the moment is so difficult. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
I hope that works out. Now, my 14-year-old daughter is having panic attacks since going back to school after the last lockdown. The school are ringing me weekly to report that she has run from class off the sports pitch and been found somewhere shaking and panicking. Yesterday she was in the toilet for over an hour and the teachers couldn't find her. I've spoken to her and she says she gets overwhelmed when people are looking at her. This was not a problem before the lockdown. She used to be confident and sociable. Please help.
Yeah, two things here. I mean, that idea of being looked at, a lot of children finding it so uncomfortable having been cocooned, you know, to be out in the world again. But panic attack, Ray, I'm hearing so many people come with this complaint in the last while. Panic attack is basically a biological response in your body where it releases adrenaline and you kind of get heart palpitations, sweaty. And what you do, obviously, all of us think, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack. Oh my God, I'm going to drop. I'm going to complex. And what happens is when we have those thoughts, it releases more and more adrenaline into the system.
Vicious circle.
So it's almost like, you know, when you get embarrassed and someone says you're going red,
yes,
and you get more embarrassed.
Yes, yeah.
So the key here is to stop feeling, stop adding thoughts to the feeling. So say, I got this, I know where I am, I know what's happening here, I've got this, this'll pass. And it'll stop, almost like the red-faced embarrassment, it'll stop it getting redder and it'll stop the panic attack. And there's ways in which you can kind of teach young people to manage this in 2 or 3 minutes if they're good and practice it. But it's not unusual that it's happening so much, but it's, and it's completely debilitating, I really feel for her, but just tell her those three things: I've got this, I know what this is, and it'll pass.
Right, because it has passed in the past.
Yeah, no panic attack ever lasts forever.
Yes, I know it, that's, you know, easy to say.
For sure.
Yeah, but it's difficult to experience a panic attack, even if it's your third or fourth one or fifth one or whatever.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, difficult. Okay, Coleman, great to hear you, you know, from the studio.
One step closer.
One step closer, yeah, we'll see you soon.
All the best.
Coleman Nocter, thank you very much. And Coleman will be back with us in a few weeks' time. I broke the golden rule of quizzes. I didn't give you the answer there. Yeah, 4 hours and 2 minutes from Mahara to New Ross. 4 hours and 2 minutes. That's it from us. Cormac is on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.